Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started.
Mea culpa. This is the new word. It's spelled as M-E-A-C-U-L-P-A. This is the new word. What I learned today from the Wall Street Journal, and one of the most important things what we are going to give in the communications series is how do you learn a new word and try to use that new word the same day. I learned this word today, and I'm using it today in this particular episode. Mea culpa. What does that mean, mea culpa? Almost every other newspaper every day which you're seeing is about the technology layoffs which is happening with Amazon and Google and Microsoft and Facebook and Twitter, all of these companies laying off. And the most recent one, what you heard from Google, which is laying off about 12,000 people. But all of them have the same story, which is mea culpa, which means I'm sorry. We own the responsibility. They all say they own the responsibility by saying that we went ahead and overhired. It's my fault. That's what mea culpa means. But the most important thing, what I want you to think about is how are you not going to become a liability for mea culpa? While so many people are being laid off, how are you going to protect yourself from this kind of a situation where the employer says, yes, it's my fault, and you just get laid off? There are a couple things what you can do. It's absolutely in your control. Think about this. Is there any employer out of all these companies who have laid off a top performer? If you are the top performer in your particular function of whatever business you are in, whether you are in HR, finance, marketing, sales, whatever function you are in, if you are a top performer, you are absolutely not going to be laid off. I'll give you one specific example from my own experience. This is back in 2001, right after 9/11 happened. I was making a great salary. The moment 9/11 happened, it was like a knee-jerk reaction. Immediately, employers started laying off people. The company which I was working for, within the office, we have 35 odd people. The company was over 200 and some odd people. It came down to only about less than three people who were retained in the office. Less than three people. And we went from a nice office space to a garage, a small warehouse where we had to sit and work for almost the next 2.5-3 years. Why I was not let go is because I was a top producer in sales. If the company had laid me off, the company would not have existed. In the next 3 years, I grew them back on sales and got them on in terms of their market positioning. They were able to sell more and all of that. What are the things what I did? I made sure that I literally clocked as many hours as I can to earn my paycheck, because my paycheck had become one third of the original paycheck. So if I made $100,000, I was making $30,000. So it was literally one third. And for surviving in that meager sum of money was a great difficulty. But it was recession times. But I made sure I put in absolutely hours above and beyond. The second thing what I did was I took that as a learning opportunity to learn as many things as possible in the business and ensure that I went above and beyond, not just my own function. What else can I do? Because there was only three people in the company, so you'll have to do various different functions. So I took on various different roles, not just a sales role. So the opportunity is right there in front of you to ensure that you do not become a liability in this story of mea culpa. You can be the one who survives this, and you have it completely in your responsibility to make it happen. Go above and beyond. Learn new skills. You have the opportunity to do above and beyond. Take up additional responsibility and always strive to be number one, be the top producer. If you do these three things, you will not be a liability and you can survive this situation, what we are facing in the current world. If you like this content, I want you to comment, share, subscribe, like, whatever you want to do. In case if you have lost your job due to the IT layoffs, please go ahead and email us your resume. I'll see what we can do. Time is the most scarce resource in the world, and you have given that to me by watching and commenting on our posts. For what you have given me, I shall forever be grateful. If you like our content, please go ahead, like, comment, share, subscribe. Thank you.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully, you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.